Sentencing begins soon for Carrie and Larry Williams. They were convicted of several charges this week in the death of their 13-year-old adopted daughter, Hannah Williams. In May 2011, the Ethiopian teenager died in her own backyard from hypothermia. Her autopsy found that malnutrition was a contributing factor. Well, this week, her adopted parents were both convicted of first-degree manslaughter. Carrie Williams was convicted of a more serious charge, homicide by abuse. Larry Williams was not. On that charge, the judge declared a mistrial. Many questions surrounding a possible retrial, appeals, and sentencing remain unanswered. Rick Weirich is the Skagit County prosecutor who worked on this case with both parents. Rick Weirich, thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Rich, Carrie Williams was convicted of homicide by abuse, and Larry Williams was not. How do you feel about the verdicts that were handed down?
Well, obviously we were a little disappointed. We thought we had strong cases in both, and obviously the jury found some that we had fallen a little bit short as it relates to Larry Williams and the homicide by abuse, but we're very satisfied that they were able to find the manslaughter for Mr. Williams.
Could you retry Larry Williams for that more serious charge of homicide by abuse?
Oh, we could.
Will you?
We're not, we haven't had a chance to sit down and discuss it, and I wouldn't want to speculate or make any comment about what we might or might not do.
Okay, so, but it sounds like you're still looking at it.
Well, the trial, we only got a verdict 2 days ago, and I haven't even had a chance to sit down with my co-counsel, so
sure.
I'll leave it at that.
The Skagit Valley Herald reports that you're recommending 14 to 18 years for Larry Williams, 27 to 37 years for Carrie Williams. Is that correct?
Those are the standard sentencing ranges in Washington, based on what they're charged with and their criminal history, which neither of them have any previous criminal history. Either of them are also subject to aggravating factors that the jury found on both of them on the manslaughter charges. So, I haven't had an opportunity to sit down with my chief criminal deputy, Rosemary Kalawakula, to decide what we might or might not be recommending at this time.
Rich, what role did Hannah Williams' age play in this trial? She was just 13 years old.
It's one of the elements of homicide by abuse, and we spent extensive time in proving that she was under the age of 16.
When will the sentencing take place? Do you have any sense of when that might be?
It's going to be in early October. We were actually exchanging emails this morning, and I don't think we have a date, but I think it'll be in the first 2 weeks of October.
Rich Weirich is the Skagit County prosecutor. Thanks for your time, sir.
You're very welcome.
We turn now to Cassie Trueblood. She served as defense attorney for Larry Williams. Hi, Cassie. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, no problem.
Well, what was your reaction to the outcome of this trial?
We were very disappointed. We think the jury sort of decided based on emotion rather than the actual facts were presented in the 7-week trial.
For both Hannah and Larry, or for your client in particular?
Specifically for Larry in particular. I think he had a stronger case given that he wasn't present on the entirety of the day that Hannah passed away.
Do you believe that justice was served for Hannah Williams in this case, or is that out of your realm of expertise?
I think, justice for Hannah is sort of outside of my realm of expertise. I think that it was entirely possible that a jury could have fully disapproved of Larry and Carrie's parenting techniques and felt that the things they did weren't acceptable. However, that the charges were brought didn't meet the standard of the law and still found the defendants not guilty.
Now, Larry Williams, there was a mistrial declared on one of the counts that he stood, and the other one he was convicted of. Is there an appeal planned?
Yes, we do plan to appeal the conviction. We think there are several good issues for appeal, so we will be doing that.
And how soon does that happen?
How soon it gets started is usually 30 days after the sentencing. How soon it actually gets through the process can take up to a year.
Do you believe that the state will retry Larry Williams on the second count, the one that was the mistrial?
I can't imagine that they will. I mean, Mr. Weyrich hasn't told us one way or the other. This trial was a huge expense for the county. I mean, it took 7 weeks. There were numerous experts. Given that they did get the conviction on manslaughter in the first degree, it seems like a pretty large waste of resources to try that one count again.
If they do retry him, do you serve as defense counsel again?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so we at this point don't know if the state's going to pursue that.
No, we haven't heard either way.
And in terms of the sentencing, we just heard the prosecutor say what he's asking for. What role do the defense attorneys play when it comes to sentencing, and are they just set guidelines?
Well, there are set guidelines. The 14 to 18 years is the guideline set by the legislature, and it's difficult to go outside of that. However, we do believe that there are several mitigating factors that we do plan to present at sentencing that, even if we can't get outside that range, we could hopefully get something at the lower end of the range as opposed to the higher end.
Cassie Trueblood, thanks for taking a few minutes to speak with us.
No problem.
Cassie Trueblood served as defense attorney for Larry Williams. He and his wife, Carrie, were convicted earlier this week of the death of their adopted Ethiopian daughter, Hannah.